here we go.
Sunshine, what else, what else?
Rain,
ah, yeah.
Elvis and the Band's Whitney Says It in 99, the Heartbreak Hotel from the Dance Music Station, Power 88.5, round the way. The latest look at news, weather, and sports. Sandy with the details. Hang on, she'll bring it up for you next. I'll let Amanda Dine into the midday swinging kind of thing for a Thursday. Delightful weekend just around the corner. Make your plans. Ooh. I'm like, you keep a little cool, girl. No, maybe not. But the weekend is cool. Especially when you hang around with the Dance Music Station, Power 88.5.
From the York Regional News Center, this is a Power 88.5 information update.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, 0 degrees in Toronto, minus 2 in York Region. I'm Sandy Salerno. Checking skywards, here is Liam Wright.
We've had a really serious collision on Highway 9 between Taunton and 50. Highway 9 now closed because of an emergency. Crews are on the scene. It was a head-on collision. Very serious. Also, eastbound on the 401 at Mississauga Road. Two lanes were blocked before. It's been cleared away now. Nothing's blocked. All traffic's getting by there just fine. Southbound Highway 10 at Eglinton. We have a fire there. That's got all the southbound lanes blocked. Northbound lanes are getting by. You'll find southbound on the DVP. Still a little slow. 401 down towards York Mills. Two small men with big hearts moving. Who else can you trust to pack and move all your stuff? Look for the two small men with big hearts on. There's Steve, that is. Call 663-6300 or check your local listings. I'm Liam Wright. Skyward's traffic continues on Power 88.5.
Toronto residents can forget about getting immediate service if they experience a power outage. 1,500 Toronto Hydro workers walked off the job at midnight over a contract dispute. Union President Bruno Solano says the utility broke off discussions and the union is not happy with Hydro applying for arbitration instead of negotiating. The employees plan a noontime picket this afternoon. Meanwhile, there could be another possible strike. 14,000 support staffers of the Toronto District Public School Board may hit the bricks, resulting in a closure of all public schools in the megacity. In the meantime, workers are pushing for a settlement tomorrow. A 25-year-old woman has lost a leg in a bid to illegally cross a Canada-U.S. border in Niagara Falls. The Peruvian woman is listed in critical condition in a Buffalo hospital. Niagara Falls police say she was trying to sneak across the border with four others aboard a train. They say just after midnight, the woman fell and was struck by a wheel. Three other people are being questioned by cops this hour, and border authorities are looking for a fourth person. And Lauryn Hill had quite the night at the 41st Annual Grammy Awards. The hip-hop sensation taking home five pieces of hardware, including Album of the Year for The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It was a big night for women and Canadian ones at that. Celine Dion, Alanis Morissette, and Shania Twain, each with two Grammys. Power Sports, the Leafs and Hurricanes came to a 2-2 tie at home last night. The Buds already in New York getting set to face the Islanders. Eight other games in the league. The Ducks beat the Oilers 2-1. The Sabres and Flames settled at a 2-2 tie. The Hawks beat the Blues 3-1. And LA got by Detroit 3-2 in overtime. And over to the NBA, the Raptors continue to lose. The Pacers managing a 104-84 win in Indiana last night. Up next, the Dinos play host to the T-Wolves tomorrow. Power weather, mainly cloudy today with a few flurries this morning, high reaching plus 1. For tonight, variable clouds low down to minus 7 and becoming mainly cloudy tomorrow with the high again of plus 1. Currently 0 degrees in Toronto, minus 2 in York Region. Another update at 11 o'clock. I'm Sandy Salerno, Power News.
And now, Amanda Dine.
Evil. Like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil.
On the Dance Music Station, Power 88.5.
This is the remix. The Jeeps pump this new remix. Uh-huh. This is the remix. Radios play this. This is the remix.
Power 88.5, being a little indecisive. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see. Child, good morning. 9 minutes after 10 o'clock, Amanda Dunn with you. Sash coming up this hour. Billy, Jackie, O on the way. Here's Temperance on Power 88.5.
Bye. 85 Rewind.
Station Power 88.5, Deborah Cox, and where do we go from here? New stuff from Raquel in there, When I'm Gone, and we did the Lambada before that, 1024. Amanda, done with you on a Thursday weekend just around the corner, and this Saturday night, join Power 88.5's Tom Malone live on location between 10 and 2 from Crazy Lee's Great Fashion Blow at Sale. You can't pay over $9.99 for anything in the entire store. Crazy Lee's at the High End Sales Plaza in Newmarket. Lots of great stuff coming up. Of course, we'll get to some Grammys. Are you guys awards showed out? What? I am so awards showed out. I watched the Grammy Awards, then I watched the Brit Awards. It was about 6 hours of award entertainment I had last night. Got a new one from Jackie on the way. Billy and Sash will do that after these.
The Regency Hotel Entertainment Complex. It's everything you need for a good time, all under one roof. Enjoy a delicious cuisine and fine service.
885. That's 416-674-4885. Log on now at www.power885.com.
0 degrees in Toronto, minus one in York Region.
Flashback, flashback, flashback.
For many premiums are tax deductible. For your free one-of-a-kind recommendation, call 1-800-COVER-ME. Chris Murphy, Skywards Traffic continues on Power 88.5.
Now, Chris, I wanted to share this with you.
Share.
Probably the freakiest accident I've ever heard of. A guy in California was killed. Get this, an airborne cow.
An airborne cow?
Yeah, crashed into the windshield of his pickup truck, hit him in the head.
Oh.
Now, they say a 750-pound cow wandered out onto the highway, knocked into the air first by a Mercedes-Benz. Before the next driver can react, the cow comes flying into his windshield, then flies off into the other lane where it's hit by another pickup. Definitely the freakiest accident they've ever seen.
It was a multi-airborne traffic.
Yes, and when they say, yeah, sure, when cows can fly, well, do.
Old school, classic, and Park Avenue nightclub. Very best of the 70s and 80s. Serious classic dance. Old
school and
the dance music station. Power 88.5.
Nobody.
No, no.
Oh, come on. Nobody.
Come on.
York Regional News Center. This is a Power 88.5 information update.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock, 4 degrees in Toronto, 2 in York Region. I'm Mike Stinson. Unconfirmed reports say the body from the Scugog River in Lindsay is that of a young child. Police are not confirming if that is one of the two boys who went missing on the weekend. 8-year-old Christopher Grant and his 6-year-old brother Kyle have been missing since Saturday. Police divers were back in the water this afternoon following yesterday's intense search. Toronto District School Board Chair Gail Nyberg was confident on Friday a deal would get done over the weekend. Today she thinks an early settlement still can be reached. For now, the 21 public schools in the Bay City are closed and 14,000 caretakers, bus drivers, and special ed teachers are off the job. Talks through the weekend failed to come up with a deal that would meet the union's demands for more money and job security. Talks continue today. Because of the strike, special ed classes, lunch programs, and after-school activities have been canceled at more than 500 Toronto elementary and secondary schools. Talks still continue. Meantime, striking support workers getting the blame for vandalism at two schools this morning. Keys were broken off two door locks at different schools. Locksmiths had to be called in to get the doors open.
2014 Ultima 2.5S.
Full weekend of bargaining not produce any results for Bell Canada and its union. 10,000 operators and technicians will begin a work-to-rule campaign effective immediately. Union rep says Bell's offer doesn't address job security and only comes partway on the wage front. And the Unabomber is now an author. The New York Times got a hold of a manuscript from his book, and in it, Ted Kaczynski writes he's willing to forgive his brother for turning him in as long as he leaves his wife and lives in rural isolation. Now for a look at traffic, checking Skywards traffic, here's Chris Murphy.
Thank you very much, and you're going to find new problems. North 404 past Steeles, we've got an accident reportedly off to the right shoulder. Police not yet there, but you can expect some delays, people slowing down. And East 401 Collector, that Islington in the left lane. Once again, thanks to Danny for that call. Use the core through there. Otherwise, all your other routes, building normally. Go relax, enjoy the ride, take go for work and play. For schedule information, call 1-888, get on go. Chris Murphy, Skywards traffic continues on Power 88.5.
Power Sports in the NHL tonight. Calgary, after the big trade on the weekend that sent Fleury to Colorado, they'll host San Jose. Flames 2 points behind San Jose. Need the win tonight as they continue to struggle to make the top eight in the Western Conference. The only other game we'll see, Edmonton traveling to Colorado. Leafs, of course, they're off until Wednesday. Raptors also take to the court tonight. Toronto on the road to Carolina to take on the Hornets. Power, weather, clouds, scattered flurries coming our way tonight. -4, sun, cloud tomorrow, 5. Snow or rain on Wednesday and 3. Currently 4 in Toronto, 2 in York Region. I'm Mike Stinson, Power News.
And now, another hour with Tom Malone.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
The dance music station, Power 88.5. Station. Power 88.5.
This is it, guys and gals. The new thing, the moving, grooving thing.
You're with Tom Malone on Drive Home. Power 88.5.
Y'all to rock it. Get up on that floor.
Music Station Power 88.5 and a brand new one from Monifa. It's called Monifa's Anthem and Bad Girl. Yeah, using a little bit of the old disco classic in there. Also had 3Deep and, no, 3Deep still to come. MJ, letting it go. 416-905, the Toronto Party Anthem on a remix tip from Maestro. And Two Brothers on the Fourth Floor, the sun will be shining. Power Weather Center says, not today, though. Wet flurries, windy for the rest of the day. Cloud-scattered flurries coming our way tonight down to -4. And cloud tomorrow, warming up to 5, so it should burn off by Wednesday, where we may get snow or rain and a high of 3. Currently 4 degrees on the plus side in Toronto, 2 in York Region, and on the way, little DJ Cool, and we'll find out when she's gone what she's like. Raquel coming up.
Old school, classic dance, Park Avenue nightclub, the very best of the 70s and 80s.
The shakedown in your town.
From the dance music station, Power 88.5.
Taking a look at Skyward's traffic. Brought to us this time around Rhodes Canadian Manufacturers. Right now, 80% off the entire $2 million inventory of shoes and boots. Rhodes Canadian Manufacturers, 21 Sineway Boulevard, a block of Highway 27 in Rexdale. Skywards we go. Here's Chris Murphy.
Thanks. And we have new problems on the go. Eastbound deals at Don Mills just happened now. Police just be riding on the scene. Please use caution through there. Northbound 44 past deals had an earlier accident. Should be now off to the right shoulder. You're going to find volume delay through there, as you do every afternoon at this time, and just take a look at the rest of your routes. Haven't heard of any problems, but you can update me, Star Sky, on your Cantel cell. That is a free call. It's really just volume we're dealing with now. Canadian Music Week and Blockbuster presents the Music Show, Canada's largest consumer expo of musical instruments and technology. It's multimedia, internet, and touring. The Music Show, March 7th at the Weston Harbor Castle Convention Center. Chris, Skyward's traffic continues on Power 88.5.
Power 88.5. Power 88.5.
Regional News Center. This is a Power 88.5 information update.
Good afternoon, 4:30. It is 4 degrees in Toronto, 2 in York Region. I'm Mike Stinson. Still waiting for positive identification on the body pulled from the Scugog River this morning. Two Lindsay boys believed to have drowned in the river back on Saturday. Police aren't confirming if that's one of the two boys who went missing on the weekend. 8-year-old Christopher Grant and his 6-year-old brother Kyle have been missing since Saturday. Hundreds of police and volunteers have been looking for the boys for over 48 hours now. In Chatham, a jury has been picked for the trial of a Leamington man accused of drowning his two kids. Thomas DeWald has been charged with second-degree murder in the deaths of his 12-year-old son, Chris, and his 10-year-old daughter, Jennifer. They died in Lake Erie last summer. DeWald has also pled not guilty. He claims he fell asleep while his children were swimming. When he woke up, they were dead. Another date with the executioner, Dan Falder, on death row in Texas. He will be put to death on June 17th. That is more than 6 months since he cheated the executioner by mere minutes. Back on November, lobbyists convinced the U.S. Supreme Court to investigate, hearing other arguments. That was eventually turned down, and once again, Falder was put on death row. Falder has been convicted of killing a Texas woman back in the 70s. A deal is in reach. That's the feeling of Toronto Public School Chair Gail Nyberg, who has seen 14,000 school support workers hit the bricks. Two sides have been meeting this afternoon, with wages and job security as the main issues. The board will hold a news conference this afternoon to outline the status of the talks. That the union will hold its own news conference as well within the hour. Strike has closed 21 schools in Toronto today. And striking workers have been blamed for vandalism at two schools today. Keys were broken off. Two door locks at different schools. Locksmiths had to be called in to open the doors. News has been brought to you by Etc. Hair Studio. Let their award-winning hairstylist give you that fresh new attitude you've been looking for. Etc. Hair Studio, 8996 Yonge Street in Richmond Hill. Call 905-771-6722. Sports, weather, and Skywards traffic coming up next.
Get all the trendy new looks and hair products from Etc. Hair Studio. Let their award-winning stylist give you that, too.
Checking Skywards traffic, here's Chris Murphy.
Thank you very much, Mike. And your southbound 400 is getting busy now approaching the 401, especially exiting to the westbound 401, which is busy from the 400 over to the 427. East 401 slows now through Islington. Earlier problems gone, but lingering delays continuing eastbound on that 401, especially the collectors, heavy Allen Avenue, the core and the collectors really building now. Very typical, though, baby over to towards that parkway and your north parkway, that's busy. Let's call it Don Mills up to York Mills onto that 404 towards Finch. And again, north of the 407. Got a traffic ticket, call Points First for a free consultation at one of their 10 offices. They're experienced professionals, come highly recommended by someone you trust. Points, the traffic ticket specialist. Good people to know. I'm Chris Murphy. Skywards traffic continues on Power 88.5.
Our sports quiet night around the NHL. Two games to speak of. Calgary hosts San Jose. Edmonton will travel to Colorado. Leafs off until Wednesday for the weekend. A few turn of events finds the Buds in a five-way battle for first in the Eastern Conference. Raptors also take to the court tonight. Toronto on the road to Carolina to take on the Hornets. Power weather, cloud scattered flurries coming our way this evening, down to above minus four. Sun cloud tomorrow and five. Could get some snow or rain on Wednesday and three. Currently it's four in Toronto, two in York Region. I'm Mike Stinson, Power News.
What radio station are you listening to right now? CKDX.
You want those split up a little more?
CKDX FM. Power 88.5.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down.